My name is Randicia Fletcher, and I am the curator of A Freedom of Community, hosted by The Drawing Studio at 2760 North Tucson Boulevard. Thank you so much for joining us today as we honor Juneteenth. We talk about Jubilee in the Hebrew Bible, and the year of Jubilee is when Jesus comes to save the people. But this term Jubilee was given as a term of the slaves being free, the American descendants of slaves. We reap the benefits of knowing who we are and where we're going. I love the idea of remembering our history, because then we can build upon what we've learned. And I think that's important for us to know where we came from in order to know where we're going. It's not to shame anyone or to shame ourselves or to, quote, live in the past, but it's an acknowledgement so we don't repeat the cycles of destruction in whatever part of our lives that's tragic or produces trauma. So this is why we keep telling the story of Juneteenth. This is why we study history inside of the classroom and outside of the classroom. We don't want to repeat things that cause so much destruction to the lives of so many. Our thoughts are always in a positive message for our communities. If we don't understand the systemic ramifications of poverty, and I know some people may believe that we could just learn how to move forward, but if we don't understand the cause, then how can we produce an effect? If we didn't learn that we needed to rotate our crops, then we would continue to have a dust bowl. If we didn't learn that certain chemicals in foods cause certain diseases, then we would continue to eat those chemicals. And this is not just for this holiday in particular. This is for who we are as humans in this world. It's important for us to learn in order to teach something different and then move forward. This is not just for one group of people. This is for all of us to learn. This is a worldwide understanding. My name is Randicia Fletcher, and I am the curator of A Freedom of Community. Thank you so much for joining us today as we honor Juneteenth.